which gets passengers so riled up that they are demanding action in Congress. And I think something really has to be done, really going back to the days of strict regulation. We don't need government regulation in everything we do, but I think there has to be a watchdog agency. And the same problem is occurring in Canada, almost a monopoly situation. Air Canada agreeing to take over Canadian Airlines and have a carrier that will control 90% of the seats in the national air market in Canada. How can that be beneficial to consumers? There's the odd charter carrier coming in or the odd startup carrier. How many times can they get slots to peak airports? And that is a problem that will have to be addressed in the new year, something we will be monitoring for you on Travel World. And if you have comments, if you have suggestions, stories that you would like on Travel World, do email me, travelworld@reporters.net, or fax me at 514-626-3. Some of the destinations that we plan to be visiting in the new year include Scottsdale, Arizona, the Valley of the Sun in the month of January, Amsterdam in the month of February, and down to baseball spring training in Jupiter, Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida, in the month of March. When we come back, we'll be talking to Vic Phillips and talking about some of the books that are on the market, one in particular about used book sales. Bibliophiles across America and Canada be interested in learning about this wonderful book. Stay listening to Travel World across America on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network.
I don't get it.
What?
How'd you find the time to read all those books?
I listen to books, audiobooks, while I'm in my car, working out, even walking. My audiobooks go where I go.
Smart.
Not half as smart as Audiobook Club.
Join Audiobook Club now and get any four best-selling audiobooks for just 99 cents. Thousands of best-selling authors to choose from, like John Grisham, Danielle Steele, John Gray, Stephen Covey, and more. There's something for everyone. Call 800-311-2005 now.
Discounts up to 70% off publishers' prices. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Get four for 99 cents plus shipping and handling when you buy one at regular club prices. All we ask is that you buy three more in 2 years.
That's over $135 in audiobooks for just 99 cents.
And that's not smart, it's brilliant.
Call 800-311-2005. That's 800-311-2005. Call now.
Did you know our Bill of Rights is really one of the most easily understood documents ever written? Yet because of decades of inferior education in government-controlled schools, we've all but lost our sense of limited government under our Constitution. This is Bill Huff for Liberty 2000, introducing the Bill of Rights Exposed. This new book will reintroduce you to the great minds that framed and ratified the United States Constitution, with an emphasis on understanding our Bill of Rights. It was James Madison who said, "Knowledge will forever govern ignorance." Why not renew your efforts to know and assert your rights today? Call Liberty 2000 right now at 1-888-273-8653. Ask for the Bill of Rights Exposed, only $19.95 each or two for $29.95. Give us a toll-free call right now at 1-888-273-8653 or visit us on the internet at www.lexrex.com.
I'd like the world to know my mentor, Chris Quillen, is a terrible basketball player. He's also bad at checkers and math, but I have to give him credit. He still shows up every Tuesday. So while he isn't the best basketball player around, I guess he is a pretty good mentor.
When you mentor a child, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be yourself. Do good. Mentor a child. Call Save the Children at 1-877-BE-A-MENTOR.
Message brought to you by Save the Children U.S.
You're listening to the Liberty Works Radio Network and Travel World.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada.
Welcome back to Travel World with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite.
Via satellite, the best way to
go. Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
Another suggestion is the used book.
Hi, this is Dick Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
There's a book on the market, The Used Book Lover's Guide, broken down into a variety of areas for regional travel.
What do I do with all that money that I've saved?
Joining us on the line is Susan Siegel, the editor-in-chief of the Bookhunter's Bible, and Canada's Centennial Anchorman, the man who replaced Peter Jennings when he left for ABC, Vic Phillips. Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Oh, doing well here in Montreal.
And I'm coming at you from Toronto. And where's Susan?
Susan, where are you from?
Well, I guess she...
She's not quite on the line just yet.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that I did read... David and Susan Siegel, Americans, came up with a great book called The Used Book Lover's Guide to Canada. And it's the only in-depth guide to more than 850 used, out-of-print, and antiquarian book dealers in Canada. But they've also written books, Used Book Lover's Guide to New England, to the Mid-Atlantic states, to the South Atlantic states, to the Central states, throughout the United States. These books have come out for book lovers, biblionuts like myself. And the book was just bang on. They describe the stores and the books that are available in stores across Canada. I visited at least a dozen stores in the past 2 weeks, and the book is right on. It's the perfect aid for book hunters who simply want to browse and buy books for this time of the year.
There are actually 7 books in the collection. The newest ones are the Used Book Lover's Guide to Canada, as well as to the Pacific Coast States, which is a revised edition. There's also one covering the Midwest, the Central States, New England, the Mid-Atlantic States, and the South Atlantic States, a guide to over 7,500 used book dealers and over 100 million books throughout North America.
Now, I had a list of questions for Susan or David to ask them about their research across Canada. As you know, Canada's much larger in area than the U.S., and I guess they crisscrossed our country, and they've crisscrossed the United States. I wonder just how much time they spent traveling and how much money they spent buying books.
It must be... Are you there yet, Susan?
Yes, a lot of
yes,
time
good morning.
And lots of money, but... For a book lover, the more money you spend, the happier you are, because that means you found some wonderful books.
Now, how much time did you spend crossing Canada? I mean, we have a 4,000-mile border with the United States.
We broke it up in 2 parts. We did the from the Atlantic provinces through Ontario in 1 trip, and then we came home, rested up a while, and then the second trip we started in Winnipeg, and drove across to British Columbia, including Vancouver Island.
Right. Now, I'll just give our listeners an idea of what... I'll put one bookstore I visited called McBurney and Cutler in Toronto, and this is the type of thing that book readers will find in your book. You describe the number of books, 15 to 20,000, at this particular store. You tell the owner, you describe the owners, you describe the hours and where they're located. There's even a map of the area, how to find any bookstore you're looking for. And now these are your comments. The weather was generally good to us during our Canadian travels. It took us 2 visits to Canada to complete this volume, but our luck ran out when we ran into snow in Toronto on April 11th, the day we had planned to visit this shop. Of course, we have snow here a lot.
I remember that day very well.
Yeah, and then you go on to say, when we returned the next morning, we discovered that the shop was closed on Monday, despite the information we'd been given earlier over the phone. In a follow-up phone call, once we returned home, we were advised that the Monday hours are by chance. And that's sort of indicative of many bookstore owners who I find lovely people, but they're kind of eccentric. Book readers are generally loners by personality anyways.
Well, yes. No, I don't want to paint such a negative picture. I would say 99% keep to their hours, okay? I think the question with McBurney was... just miscommunication when somebody gave me the hours. They didn't indicate initially that the Monday was by chance.
Right.
Because normally we would put that down in our book. Although we do, in honesty, advise our readers to always call ahead.
Right.
Especially if they're going to an out-of-the-way place, because you don't want to be disappointed.
Now, you go on to say, and I'll just give the final line here, we regret being unable to return for a third attempt and hope that those of our readers who managed to visit on a sunny day or when this shop is open will be kind enough to let us know what we missed. Well, Susan, I visited the shop, and you missed a heck of a lot. It's one of the best bookstores I've seen across Canada. I made a couple of purchases there for mystery lovers. What a great selection. Science fiction, sports lovers. What a collection of baseball books. So you did miss a lot, but that's just one of 850 across Canada.
That's right. And, you know, when we were there on the Monday and looked in, we sensed that we would be missing, you know, a wonderful place, and it's just a good excuse to go back to Toronto.
Yeah, oh, I didn't mean anything by saying that owner certainly wasn't eccentric. He was, but I'm just saying, they're independent people, a lot of bookstore owners, and some of them decide to sleep in that day. I know a few of them. They tell me, well, they'll stay in bed and read a book rather than open their shop. A lot of bookstore owners aren't money hungry.
Most of them really are good. You know, you do run into problems sometimes. And as I say, that one with McBurney was more a question of just miscommunication. Sometimes if a dealer will tell us that, you know, I'm a one-person operation, and sometimes I do have to take off because I have to go have an appointment to buy some books, I'll have to close the store, we'll put down a note next to the hours that best to call ahead.
Right. Now, could you tell us about your book, Susan? Where will this book be sold? I haven't seen it for general distribution in any stores in Canada yet. Is it out in the U.S.?
It's available wide range of places. Some bookstores in Canada, used bookstores, have it. I believe it can be, if Chapters or Indigo don't have it in stock, they can special order it. It's available on the internet from either Chapters or Indigo, or from Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and it's always available directly from us. We have all the books, obviously, in stock, and people can order from us, and we get the orders out within 24 hours.
Right. And for our American listeners who don't realize, I mean, you have your Borders and Barnes & Noble in the U.S., and in Canada we have two large chains called Chapters and Indigo, which almost follow the identical format of the American bookstores, in that there's a coffee shop in the area, within that bookstore quite usually a coffee or sandwich area, and then a huge selection of books. Now, Susan, I meant to ask you, are these large bookstores, are they taking a lot of business away from the smaller bookstore owners?
Well, you see, the difference is between new bookstores and used. They're totally two totally different markets. I think both in Canada and the United States, the large chains are hurting the smaller independent new bookstores. But our research has shown that there's been an increase in the number of used bookstores. That goes across the United States. We don't have the kind of information for Canada yet because we've only done one edition. See,
right.
In the United States, we have gone back, we divide the country into six regions, and because we have done five revised editions, we have the ability to compare what's been happening in a 3 to 4 year time span. And we just completed a major research project and discovered that there's been a 14% increase in new bookstores in the United States.
And do you personally?
Yeah,
excuse me. Do you personally visit all of these stores that you have in the book, or do you have like roving correspondents in these different parts of the country?
We try to visit the stores that have general collections and that are predominantly hardcover. Okay, so we do not visit a store that's exclusively a children's bookstore or sells exclusively cookbooks or Civil War, because we feel that's very specialized and we don't have the knowledge to comment about those stores. Okay, and because our readers are more interested in the hardcover books, we tend to focus on those. So we visited thousands of stores across the United States and Canada. If we visited every bookstore we listed, we'd never get off the road.
Right.
And we wouldn't have a
book. We kind of like the bookstores at the airports.
So we do, unfortunately, have to make some choices. And sometimes they're very difficult. in our book, there's a store listed in northern Ontario in Cobalt, which seems to be very interesting with a very large general collection, and we were very sorely tempted to go up there, but when we looked at the map and counted the kilometers, it was just too far.
Now, sometimes it's just sometimes too far to go.
Now, Susan, that's near my hometown, Cobalt. For those who don't know, Toronto's located near the U.S. border, and Cobalt's almost 400 miles north of Toronto, due north. And I've stopped in that bookstore you're talking about in Cobalt quite a number of times, and they have several hundred thousand volumes of books. You can spend days browsing this one huge barn of books located just off a main highway.
You're making my mouth drool now. You see, and that's one of the things we tried to do in our guide. We've got this map, say, of all of Ontario, and we identified the locations where there are used bookstores. So if somebody is traveling, they can say, well, if I stop here for lunch or there for dinner, okay, these are the places where I can visit bookstores. And then they can go to the page where the bookstore is described and get additional information and say, well, that's a certainty. I definitely want to visit that one, or maybe I'm pressed for time. I think I'll pass that one up, at least for now. So that's how they use the book to identify where the stores are. If they're traveling to a location, if they're visiting family or friends for a holiday and they have some spare time, they say, let me go away for, you know, maybe 2 hours and I'll check out, you know, what is in Windsor or what is in London or Kitchener.
Susan,
or,
can you hold that thought?
Or let me plan a nice Saturday afternoon. And just
Susan, can you hold? Susan, sorry to interrupt. Can you hold that thought? It's time for a break.
Sure.
You're listening to Travel World Across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Bonnie, let's roll it.
Friends, I'm Morton Downey Jr., here today for the cigarettes program. You know all the reasons you should quit smoking, and no one, of course, knows them better than I do. But it's hard to quit and harder to stay quit because your body craves nicotine. For me, cigarettes is the answer. Doesn't contain nicotine. The natural cigarettes formula relieves cravings and relieves that nervous tension. We all know what that's all about. It's priced less than other programs, and best of all, cigarettes program is absolutely guaranteed. That's right. Whether you smoke 10, 20, 30, 50 years, doesn't make any difference. No matter how many other times you've tried and failed, you'll quit with the cigarettes program or you get your money back. I stay smoke-free with cigarettes. Thank God for that. If I can do it, so can you. It's available now in gum or in tablet form, and all you have to do is give cigarettes a call.
If you want to smoke, that's your business. But if you want to quit or even cut down, cigarettes can help. Cigarettes doesn't contain nicotine, and it's guaranteed or your money back. Call 1-800-964-3113 or send $29.95 plus $6.95 to Cigarettes, Box 4444, Carlsbad, California. Call 1-800-964-3113.
If you're overweight, the Catabolic Diet is the most effective, unbelievable program ever created based on over 100 foods that remove calories from your body. Did you know that every food that enters your body requires various body organs such as liver, spleen, stomach, digestive juices to complete digestion? For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require 25 calories to complete digestion, but a catabolic food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works three times faster than starvation. One lady, written up in the Journal of Medicine, actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the catabolic diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-531-7792 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-531-7792.
Welcome back to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network with Willem back as Stephen Pickford and Bonnie back in Maryland. helping put the entire show together. We have Vic Phillips and Susan Siegel on the line. They're talking about books. The tie-in to travel, of course, is this is what they enjoy doing. When they go on the road, they look up used bookstores. Travel, of course, is just about lifestyle. It's about having a good time and fun, isn't it?
Good time, having fun, checking out people's hobbies, and that's a big draw for people to hit the road to check out bookstores, and they'll take weekend getaways, and they'll try to explore a new part of the country, or when they're away on a business trip or what have you, they'll check out what there is in the way of books. I know we've done that many times when I've traveled with Vic.
Well, we do that a lot.
Bookstores are a great place to meet people, too, and romantic settings in a way. The movies about bookstores, the latest one, of course, Notting Hill with Julia Roberts and Hugh Grant. Hugh Grant, who plays a bookstore owner, and Woody Allen has used bookstores in many of his movies. Charing Cross with Anne Bancroft. So Willem and Stephen, take note, as a couple of single guys, a great spot to meet people.
Yeah, we'll head out there after the show. Susan, how you mentioned you had five, this is working on many times, the fifth edition of the books. How many years does this represent of work? When did you first start publishing the Book Lover's Guide?
We started, our first book came out in 1993. This started out, believe it or not, as a fun retirement project. David's been a book collector all his life, and we thought we would share all the information that we gathered. So we started with New England. We never knew if we would, there was a market for the books. They were an instant success, and we've been going ever since.
Susan, is there one particular area of the U.S. or Canada where you found the greatest selection of books with the best bookstores?
There's no one great region. They're all good. And, of course, if you talk to a book person, and obviously you are, the best bookstore is the one that you were just in and you found a wonderful find. So whether it's in New England or in California or in Vancouver or in, you know, in Toronto and Ottawa, they're good bookstores wherever. And some of it is serendipity, because it depends on what the bookstore owner bought yesterday when you're in the store today. You never know. David found some wonderful things in Toronto in a store called Contact Editions. And the man had just bought a collection of the subject he liked.
I was just there last week and made several purchases myself. Great bookstore.
Absolutely, you know, wonderful. And this goes on throughout the country and throughout Canada. You never know what you're going to find, which is what makes the used bookstore such an exciting place to visit.
Now, Susan, one question I want to ask you. What should someone like myself, who's familiar with books, and I've written several, someone who knows books, and I find a book in a used bookstore where the owner's maybe selling it for 50 cents, and I know it's worth $500 to collectors. Is it correct for me to walk up to him and say, hey, you've underpriced this book, or should I just pay the quarter and leave quietly?
I would pay the quarter. bookstore owners, especially if it's a general collection, they just can't be experts in every subject area. So they just didn't know about that particular field or author, and they missed it. And that's your good fortune. And enjoy it and benefit from it.
I have a whole collection that I found like that in used bookstores. And your book, The Used Book Lover's Guide to Canada, and all the other ones you've done for regional areas of the United States, they're truly wonderful, wonderful books. And I've shown them to some radio and television people here in Toronto, and they've fallen in love with your book, and they're anxious to get copies of it.
Well, it's been our pleasure that we've been able to share this knowledge and information that we had with just thousands and thousands of book lovers in North America, and we enjoy doing it. And as I say, the books are available in new bookstores and some used bookstores. We have a website, bookhunterpress.com. It has all the information about the seven books and an order form. So we're just delighted to get people more hooked on going to used bookstores.
We wish you all the success in the world.
Well, thank you so much, and the best for the new year.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye-bye.
And Vic Phillips, stay on the line with us. We want to talk to you about heading to Ottawa, Canada's capital. You were just back there from the Prime Minister's Christmas party, and you found a nice new hotel, or actually a hotel many people will remember as a Holiday Inn. It's now rebranded as the Courtyard Marriott.
Right.
Now, the Courtyard Marriott is right down in the Byward Market area.
It's a great location. It's right downtown. Ottawa is a small city. Our nation's capital is only about 350,000 people, all friendly Canadian people. And the Marriott's located right downtown, right in the heart, near our Parliament buildings, near the Congress Center. And I was there for our Liberal Party caucus Christmas dinner, and many other political types stayed at the hotel, and it's a great location. I can certainly recommend the Marriott on Dalhousie Street in Ottawa.
That's just a 5 minutes walk away from the big Rideau Center shopping mall, and it's in the trendy very trendy area with regards to visiting restaurants, visiting cocktail lounges, nightclubs, great area. Now, they've remodeled that property. They spent a lot of money on it. It used to be a Holiday Inn.
The area is sort of, in New York, I'd compare it to Greenwich Village area, or in Toronto to Yorkville area, Montreal, the Crescent Street area. And it is it's a fun area of clubs and discos. So anytime you're in Ottawa, pop into that area and a visit to the new Marriott. I think it used to be a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, it was a Holiday Inn. Then it was the Inn on the Market for a while, an independent property. They have a fitness center there as well, with an indoor pool and hot tub in the courtyard of the hotel, and above ground parking, or underground parking garage, because that's always a consideration when you're going to a downtown hotel. 183 rooms, and they've added ironing board, an iron, hair dryer, in-room coffee makers, voicemail, two reach anywhere telephones, individual climate control, and all the rooms have a view of either the Byward Market area or the inner courtyard and pool. So courtyard
and you know what, Marriott. Even right within walking distance, a half a dozen bookstores. I visited them all.
Yeah, so great location to sample one of your hobbies when you're staying at the Courtyard Marriott, downtown Ottawa. And also back from visiting at this time of year, it's also peak holiday travel time to visit New York City. And Melanie Refus is a Montreal broadcaster and writer who just got back from New York City as well. Is she ready for us now? Melanie, are you ready to join in the fray this morning on Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network?
I am all ready to join into the fray. Hi, Vic. Can you hear
me? Hi, Melanie.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. And you visited my favorite city in the entire world, New York. When I was a crime reporter, I had to go there and cover some rather gruesome, violent stories. But then I've also taken time off my own time and visited Broadway and taken in the top shows. Love New York, so I hope you had a good time.
I did, and if you were a crime reporter still going to New York, you'd have a lot of spare time on your hands, because Mayor Giuliani has done a remarkable job of cleaning it up. It is so safe and so wonderful, completely different than it was years ago.
Yeah, just to mention, my last visit there was when the vigilante shot down four people on the subway system in New York. I was there the next day. I was assigned to ride the subway and to see if I could get mugged. We had hidden television cameras, and I was on the train for less than a minute, and I got mugged. But they tell me that that type of thing doesn't happen in New York much anymore.
It doesn't at all, and you would be sleeping on that subway for a week waiting to be mugged. It's spotless and clean and safe and purely a joy, especially around the holiday time. It's actually magical there right now. It's prosperity is in the air. The economy is booming. People are shopping and spending and walking fast and talking to strangers and just having a great time. So it's a wonderful
New York,
place.
Though, doesn't have to be very expensive, though. I mean, you always hear New York, expensive, expensive, expensive.
No, it doesn't have to be if you know where to go, and I'm glad you asked me that, Stephen, because I decided, you know, everyone who goes to New York around Christmas time really wants to get a lot of bang for their holiday buck, especially Canadian tourists, because the dollar's not all really worth that much, and of course, all our American listeners, we always want to make sure that we're, you know, getting good value for our money. So I did a couple of things that cost some money, and then I paired them with things that are completely free, and I found it a really great way to spend a couple of hours. So the first one, for everyone listening, grab a pen, because you want to jump on the 1 or the 9 train. As we just said before, the subways are wonderfully efficient. They're $1.50 a ride, and they have the Metro cards now, so they're so user-friendly. You just top it off with $6, $8, whatever, and you put it right through the turnstile. The subways are fast and clean and great. And you get off at 50th Street. Walk a couple of blocks east in the crowds. The crowds will just move you. It's packed as can be. and you see the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. And I don't know whether you've seen it, Stephen, or Vic, or Willem, but it is magical. And this year, it's the largest one ever in the history of the tree at Rockefeller Center, and it really, truly takes your breath away. It's unbelievable. You just find yourself standing there, marveling at it for a couple of minutes. It's all lit up. It's got the ice skating rink, and it's fabulous.
And children standing there watching it. Yes, I think that's part of the magic as well.
Everybody's standing there snapping photos. Strangers are asking strangers, can you take a picture of me? It's really a wonderful feeling. It's a spine-tingling thing, just wonderful. And I suggest that to anyone going to see the tree, go around when the sun is setting, because when it's dark, the lights are so, so spectacular. There's hundreds of them on this huge tree that they imported from Oregon, and it's just really, really beautiful. And then when the sun sets and you sort of had enough of that, of course, walking in New York will really get one's appetite going in a big way, and there's food everywhere in New York. But I found a real meat lover's paradise, and Willem, you would love this place. I thought of you while I was in there.
A place for meat lovers.
Yes,
totally,
the carnivore of carnivores.
It is indeed, and it's a real New York tradition. It's called Ben Benson Steakhouse. It's in Rockefeller Center, 123 West 52nd Street, so it's a two-second stroll from the tree. Reservations, I definitely would suggest it. It's packed. It's been there about 17 years or something like that.
Ooh, I can hardly wait. Nice
And
place.
It is incredible. They do have non-meat things. I mean, you can get chicken and shrimp and that kind of stuff, but the steak is what everybody's eating in there. And these steaks is a one-pound sirloin. Can you imagine that? If you order the T-bone, it's 2 pounds. And what's interesting about Ben Benson's is that they really believe in simplicity, and there is nothing else on the plate, not even a sprig of parsley, like nothing at all on the plate. And nobody wants anything else on the plate. You know, we always move that stuff aside, so they've just decided to not give
just serve you the big piece of meat.
A big piece of meat. And what's interesting, if anyone who knows steak...
So you want some meat while you're in New York, while you're in New York, you know where
it
to go.
It fuels you. Yeah, it fuels you for all the walking you do there and that what you're going to do afterwards. But anybody
Let's
who
continue.
Knows,
Melanie and Vic, why don't we continue after we take a short break and stay listening to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
So what's the worst that could happen if you got your eyes examined for school?
Travel.
You could be able to...
We'll continue.
CIQC, Montreal.
Win an Academy... had your eyes examined. Hey, you never know.
A message from the American Optometric Association.
And I'd like to thank my swimming coach.
Did you know our Bill of Rights is really one of the most easily understood documents ever written? Yet because of decades of inferior education in government-controlled schools, we've all but lost our sense of limited government under our Constitution. This is Bill Huff for Liberty 2000 introducing the Bill of Rights Exposed. This new book will reintroduce you to the great minds that framed and ratified the United States Constitution, with an emphasis on understanding our Bill of Rights. It was James Madison who said, "Knowledge will forever govern ignorance." Why not renew your efforts to know and assert your rights today? Call Liberty 2000 right now at 1-888-273-8653. Ask for the Bill of Rights Exposed, only $19.95 each or two for $29.95. Give us a toll-free call right now at 1-888-273-8653 or visit us on the internet at www.lexrex.com. Are you ready for Y2K? The 20th century is almost over, and just about everyone has heard of the Y2K millennium bug computer problem, but most have done nothing. According to a recent report from the United States Senate, we should all prepare for Y2K just as we might prepare for a severe storm or any natural disaster. The Prepare and Prosper program from Y2K International can help you understand the problem and intelligently prepare your household while you take advantage of a solid opportunity providing these resources to your friends, family, and business associates. You can begin learning what you can do right now by dialing toll-free 1-888-273-8653 to get free information. That's 1-888-273-8653. 1-888-273-8653. Y2K International is ready to help you get the information, the resources, and the tools you need to prepare and prosper. So don't panic. Prepare and prosper. Call for free information right now at 1-888-273-8653.
You're listening to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Cool. We're back on Travel World.
Willem Back is in Stephen Pickford with the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting. Vic Phillips is on the line with us and Melanie Reffis. Melanie is back from New York City. She's our veteran New York expert, and she's talking about a few ideas for Christmas and the holidays and early January when you're down in New York City. Just before the break, we talked about Ben Benson's at Rockefeller Center, and reservations are a must. The telephone number there is 212-581-8888. They're on the internet at www.benbensons.com. And I think you also did a little bit more eating while you were down there, Melanie.
I did. I think I got all your mouths watering with my Ben Benson steak stories. I can
You're telling me.
I can just feel it. I should tell you, those steaks, by the way, are flash broiled at 800 degrees Fahrenheit. Can you imagine?
Flash broiled.
Incredibly tasty.
A little Sears bit the taste right in.
Yeah, completely. And anyone who really wants a good steak, that's the place to go. Now, my Greenwich Village, as Vic said, that's his favorite part of New York. Mine would be the Upper West Side. I just love it. It's a real neighborhood, yet it's right in the city. It's very friendly. There's tons of things to do, tons of ways to spend your money, and tons of ways not to spend your money. So you're right, Stephen. I did find another gem of a place to eat. And if you're on the Upper West Side, the free thing to do, the big ticket item freebie on the Upper West Side, is the Barnes & Noble that's on Broadway in about 82nd. It's so comfortable, huge chairs, every magazine on the planet, every book on the planet. Everybody's in there writing notes and reading. I saw a few people taking a nap. There's a great cafe in there. So you can spend hours in there and not spend a dime. And then, of course, you do work up an appetite with all that reading and sitting. And a real, really inexpensive, fun place to go eat is called China Fun, and that's at 246 Columbus, which is right at 72nd Street, right at in the Upper West Side. And they have an interesting menu. It's dim sum 24 hours a day. So they have about 200 varieties of dim sum, and you can get it any time, day or night, which anyone who knows anything about Asian food will know that's a little unusual. Usually the Asian restaurants cut it off around 3 or so in the afternoon. But at China Fun, you can get it all night, and I have to suggest that anybody going there order the number 46. It's the most popular dumpling there. It's their vegetable dumplings, and everything's very inexpensive. I think we paid about 3-something for 8 of those dumplings, and you can order maybe a bunch of them for 2 or 4 people and come out of there with a pretty reasonable bill, pretty inexpensive bill. Waiters are real helpful, and it's really friendly. There's also 2 other locations of this as well. There's one on the east side and one in Midtown, so you can find a China Fun just about on any stroll in New York, and it's a really great way to sort of sit down and have a nice cup of tea and a couple of appetizers or a full meal. It's great. I should tell you, too, when I was in there a couple of weeks ago, when I was there, they were all talking about Chinese New Year, which this year is January 29th until February 23rd. It's the Year of the Dragon. And they're giving away free trips to Hong Kong, so that's a good enough reason to go in there and get a couple of dumplings.
Oh, yeah. Eat a good meal and possibly win a trip. And China Fund's number is, there you go, 212-397-3313. And also found some other interesting things to get for free as well.
A couple of freebie things. And Willem, you're always razzing me about my so-called email addiction when I'm on the road. Well, I think I have to admit you might have had a point, because when I was in New York, I did find myself hot on the trail to where am I going to find an internet computer. And of course, you can find the cafes anywhere, as they're all across America, where you pay a couple of bucks for a half an hour or however long it takes. But in New York, the public libraries have computers for free. And they're big, beautiful, brand new, fast computers. And you just walk in any library. You don't need a membership card. And the longest wait I found is about 10 minutes. And you can use it for half an hour for free. So that's a good little find. I definitely, that was a keeper for me.
Now, Melanie, I'm just curious. How do New Yorkers feel about Hillary Clinton? Like, Mayor Giuliani has done such a good job of cleaning up the city. Are they going to vote for Giuliani, or do they like Hillary?
You know, it's funny, Vic, you'd ask that, because there were canvassers and booths set up all around the city, and as I was walking, as I say, mostly in the Upper West Side, there were people canvassing for Hillary on every street corner, and that only told me that her popularity, and Giuliani is a tough ticket to beat. He's done a remarkable job with the city, and she has all kinds of, you know, history behind her as First Lady, and I don't know whether, I think New Yorkers might be a bit resistant to change, you know, why change a good thing. So she has a work cut out for her.
Now, she's planning to close down all the cigar shops, we know that.
The free bathrooms. Free bathrooms. Where do we find free bathrooms?
It's definitely a must. Anyone who's been to New York knows that it's very difficult to find one. And in fact, somebody's even written a book called New York Johns. I'm sure you can find it on Amazon.com. But I did my own research.
Not to be confused with the 42nd Street synopses.
Yes, exactly, not to be confused. But it's a very news-you-can-use piece of information, free bathrooms in New York. And what I can tell you, a couple of hints. All of the Starbucks cafes, and let's hope they're not listening out there in Seattle, but they have bathrooms that anybody can use. And there's a Starbucks now on every single corner, practically, or so it seems, in New York. So that's always something to know when you're passing by. Anyone visiting the Empire State Building, Macy's area around 34th Street, the McDonald's right across the street from the Empire State Building, free bathrooms.
Talk
and
about
also,
free bathrooms, Melanie. On a recent visit to Stephen's town of Montreal, we took in a Canadian Football League game, and Stephen said, "There's our free bathroom," and it was outdoors. People were going outside because the bathrooms are filled at the stadium. 300 people just going outside.
You see,
right through the fence.
It's an important thing to know, especially in a big city like New York. And of course, Stephen, is, and all of you, as we travel so often, know that usually the big hotels are a pretty good bet for that also.
Right, going in. But don't ask when you walk in where the washrooms. Just ask where the meeting rooms, because they'll think you're actually supposed to be there, and they won't think you're just a bum off the street. The last thing you actually saw was you saw Saturday Night Fever, which I guess is kind of like Jammin' Oldies, but on stage.
Can you imagine? It's funny that when you sit down and you read the playbill, it says set in 1977 or whenever you were 19, and you truly feel like you're 19 all over again. I mean, the crowd is all really in their 40s and 50s and 60s, and when they stand up, the bones kind of creak, but you get right back into that boogieing mood, and it's a whole lot of fun for 2 hours and 40 minutes. I quite highly recommend it.
Is Broadway still thriving in New York, Melanie?
It is unbelievable. I was really taken aback by the energy that's Broadway. Both two of the American networks, NBC and ABC, have live studios there, which you can see from the windows of the Minskoff Theater during intermission at Saturday Night Fever. You can watch both networks on screens that look like they're 4 miles wide, each of them. The street traffic is 15 deep at midnight. It's really, really unbelievable. Really a whole lot of happy people in New York this Christmas season.
It always seems to bring out Christmas season. They come in for miles around. People fly in for all over the Northeast, right across the coast, and hotel space is always at a premium from November through the end of December, although there are some good deals out there. I checked, I think it was the Park Lane Hotel, part of Helmsley Spear Corporation, and it was in the mid-200 range for a 4.5-5-star property for the week just prior to Christmas, 22nd to the 24th. So there are some good prices out there. You don't have to pay $400 or $500 a night and be gouged when you go to New York.
There's also a whole network of B&Bs that are now becoming very popular in New York because they're regulated by the city government. So you know you're getting very clean and efficient and safe accommodations, and B&Bs are often cheaper than hotels. You can easily find them as well on the internet. The New York City Convention and Visitors Bureau has kiosks all throughout the city. They're also on the web, and they're very, very helpful. So there would be no way you wouldn't find a room of some degree there.
Right, and I just want to give out the telephone number as well for Saturday Night Fever. The tickets are 212-307-4100, and at those mellow tones of Ozzy Osbourne signify, we're coming up to 12 noon Eastern Time, and we'll be talking to Melanie Reffitz today on Travel World about New York weekend getaways, things of interest to do during the holiday season and any time of the year. And Vic Phillips back from Ottawa and resident of bibliophile on the program, talking about the used book lover's guide available at booklover'spress.com. Want to take this time to wish both of you all the best this holiday season and to all of our listeners right across America. Very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year.
Absolutely. It's from Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford here at the Baderwood Broadcast Center right here in Montreal.
Gives new meaning to the words BBC. We'll be back next Saturday. Actually, the best of Travel World will be back next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show right across America, beamed across America by satellite on the Voice of Truth and Broadcasting, the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford.
I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to head it off. I've seen your face 100 times.